Okay, Daf Chafaf, new parak, Yad HaMetzias. So we're going here on the Pesukim in Parshas Kisetze about what do you do when you find an Aveda. The Pasuk says, I'll read the Pesukim because we're going to darshan them. Okay, so you have a mitzvah when you see something lost, and the Pasuk says an animal. We'll talk about the details in throughout. You're not allowed to be misalem yam. You're not allowed to ignore them. Rather, you have to return them. Mitzvah Zaseh is Hashem Teshivim Lachicha. Vim Loikar Vachicha Elecha, the Pasuk says, Velo Yedata, you don't know who he is, and he doesn't live near you. Vasavto Tech Pesach, you bring it into your house. Vahoye Imcha Adoroish Achicha, until he is Doroish Achicha, until he can somehow come by and prove that this object is his. That's going to be obviously the whole idea of how we decide whose it is and who to give it back to. Osevah Sheveh Saloi. Then the pasuk, of course, says, "V'chein tasa lechamari, v'chein tasa l'simlosai, v'chein tasa l'chol avedis achicha shatev meni matzasa lo yisucha le'salein." You're not allowed to just ignore it. You have to go ahead and make sure you find the object and hold on to it. Ad deroish achicha imach. So as we'll see throughout the parak, obviously the best way to be deroish achicha imach is if there's edim or something like that. But you don't really have to rely on edim. The Gemara is going to say you can rely on simanim. If you have a simon that this is yours, then the person who found it has to give it back to you. What is considered a good simon or not? That's obviously going to be a topic of discussion throughout the parak. What the parak starts off with is the opposite side of halacha. Says the Mishnah, the truth is this whole halacha that you have to return it is not always true. Sometimes you can keep the lost object. Sometimes you have to machris that you found it and wait for someone to come take it and with the proper simonim or edim or whatever it is. But there's many times you're allowed to keep it. Why you're allowed to keep it? So you're allowed to keep it, as we'll see throughout the parak, if the person is what we call miyayish. If the person is one of two things, either the person is Bekavona mafkir is chefetz. He purposely just threw it out in the street. If he purposely threw it out in the street, then bagdara, it's not a lost object. It's not an aveda at all. And then, therefore, of course, you don't have to return it. But even if he lost it, but if he's miyayish, if he gave up hope of getting it back, then we assume, as Rashi calls it here, that would be a gether of hefker as well. And if it's a gether of hefker as well, when you find it after the yish, and that's going to be a very important key point to the sugya, if you find it after the yish, then you're allowed to keep it. If you find it before he's miyash, or before we think he's miyash, which we'll talk about in the sugya, once it comes to your hand and you have a chiyav of a hashev teshivim, then there is no more din of yish that you can keep it. Once you get it is what we call be'isr, meaning you have a halacha to return it, then you must always do whatever you need to do to return it. If the person says keep it, he can let you keep it, fine. But lemaisa, you have a halacha of returning it. So the mission starts. So the following thing, and we start from the negative side. These are the ones where there is no mitzvah of v'hashev teshivim. There's a mitzvah where you're allowed to keep it. So matzah peiros mufurazin. If you find fruits, and we'll talk about where you found them, and they're spread out in a large area. What does a large area mean? Hold on, the Gemara will explain right away. So in that case, we assume, Rashi says, that the Bible was miyayish. We'll see exactly why that means that in the Gemara, and they're hefker, and therefore you could keep it. Most mufurazes, if you find money that is spread out. Now here, Eddie Rashi throws in another point, which was when you have money spread out like that, not piled up, then already there's no simon on it whatsoever. There's no possible way that anybody could come and tell you that that money is theirs. All money looks the same. It's not piled up any certain way. It's not in any certain type of wallet or bag or anything like that. And therefore, there's no simon on it. If there's no simon on it, then the person's never going to be able to collect it. Then we're going to assume that he's miyayish and he gives up hope. Does he miyayish now? Is he miyayish later? That's obviously going to be the whole sugi. So that's money. Krichai b'rishus rabim, a bundle of something. Though here the Mishnah throws in for the first time that it's in rishus rabim. The first two halakas did not say rishus rabim. Here it does. Hold on till tomorrow's daf. We'll explain why it says rishus rabim. Vigule devela, or if you find some sort of cake made use of, what we call a cake, normally in those cases a cake of figs, or kikare shel nachtum, or if you find a regular cake that we would call a cake made from a baker specifically, because when you buy a cake from a baker, they all look the same. There's no simon on it. If you have your wife's cookies or your wife's muffins, then they might look a little different than everybody else's, and then maybe you have a simon on it. But these things are generic. If they're generic, we assume, again, there's no simon. If there's no simon, the owner's not going to have any expectation of coming to collect them. Machrizei shadagim, rings or ropes filled with fish that they used to sell them in the marketplace. But here also, they have no simon out. They all look exactly the same. Chaticha shabasar, a piece of meat that all looks exactly the same. Gizei tzemer halakuchin, or our girses lakuchin. So the girses have not lakuchin, habos. Maybe dinosin. If you just have pieces of wool that come, again, from the commercial production factory. So if a piece of wool from a commercial production factory, a shirt, or as we would say nowadays, or a sweater or something like that, they all look exactly the same. There's nothing unique about yours more than anybody else's, therefore there's no way to identify it. or anitzei pishtun, if you have a bundle of flax, or l'shana shel argamon. L'shana shel argamon is also a piece of wool that's made in a long strip, looks like a tongue, and in this case, colored purple. We'll see why that might be significant in the Gemara. So in all these cases, harei l'shaloi, argir says divrei meir. Some, if you look in the Mishnayis, it doesn't say divrei meir. Look in the Rashash, he discusses what the issue is. But either way, there's a stam tana kama that all these things, there's no simon on it. If there's no simon on it, we're assumed the bialim is miyayish. We'll see in the Gemara when and where. And therefore, when you find it, you could keep it. If you daimer, kol sheyesh bo shinui chayv lachris. If there's some sort of difference in what you found, it looks a little bit, somebody did something to it which might be identifiable, then you're not allowed to keep it, then you have to announce that you found it for someone to come get it. Ketzad. For an example, we'll see in the Gemara of Bemshech what these examples are showing. Matzah igul v'teche cheres. If you find some sort of igul dvela, but there's some piece of cheres in it, some piece of a certain type of pot or a certain type of identifier, something to identify it, or kikur b'seche mos. If you bake a key into the challah, something like that, right? So we do. So then you say, and it's not the time where people normally do that, so you can say, oh, this is my challah. This is my cake because there's something in it. And therefore, it's uniquely identifiable. If it's identifiable, then there's no yish on it, and then you have to return it. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this kli anpuria is, and he says over there also ein chayv lachas. Let's jump right in. It says the Gemara. Matzah peres mifurazim. So we'll start off with the first one. If you find fruits spread out, so A, we have to know what type of fruits we're talking about, how many fruits we're talking about, and what does it mean spread out? Spread out over what area? So it says, Amar v'kama, how many fruits are we talking about and over what area? Amar v'yitzah kav ba'arbamas. If you have a kav of generic fruits, it sounds, we'll see for the Gemara Mshech, generic fruits with medium size, let's say an apple or an orange or something like that, medium size. If you have a kav of them, spread out over arba amas. Taisu says arba amas means two amas by two amas, four amas squared. Because it's actually two amas by two amas. So then you would have four amas squared. So then you would, if it's spread out over their area, it's going to be a hefker, and you could keep it. Why? It says, Mahechi Dami, I don't understand. I derech nefila, if we're talking about where it seems that the owner dropped them, so he didn't put them there on purpose. They dropped them. They were driving and fell off the truck. So I feel tuvanami. So if it fell off the truck, and as we're assuming, payers like this have no simon on it, so if it fell off the truck, then there's no possibility of him ever coming to claim it. If there's no possibility of him to come claim it, then you could keep it, even if it's a case of fruits. It makes no difference. The owner's never going to be able to get it back. If he's never going to be able to get it back, then you can keep it. Why is maybe it's like magbil this to a kav barbamas? V'derech hinuach. If we're talking about where the fruits were piled up nicely, you know, stacked up nicely, or boxes or something like that, which means the owner left them there l'chayra on purpose. So now feel about some halchinami lai. So even if it's less than a kav barbamas, then you should not be able to keep it, because that means the owner left it there on purpose. And if the owner left it there on purpose, mustam, he's going to come back to pick it up. And therefore, you should be a chayv macher. So what's the shear that Rabbi Yitzchak is saying over here? Now, Tosfos points out, the truth is, the easiest, simple answer to the Mishnah is, you don't have to say a shear. You could just say, it's derech nefila. And if you find fruit spread out in Rishus HaRabim, not put there on purpose, there's no simon on it, you keep it. Shalom Yisrael, that would be the simplest answer. The problem is, Taisa says, that Rabbi Yitzchak is going to say in the Gemara, like Abaya, like we paskin, that yish shalom yidas lo yehav a yish. And therefore, as we'll see, that you only can keep it if you know the owner is already miyayish. Now, if fruits fall off the back of a truck, lav dafka, do we know that the owner was miyayish? So what is the case of the Mishnah? The simplest case, according to Rav, we'll see in the Gemara, that you don't need to have yish now. As long as we know he will be miyayish, that's good enough. So when they fall off the back of the truck, eventually, when he unpacks the truck, he'll realize they're missing, he'll miyayish, and therefore it works the yish of my frere from the time that he dropped them, and I can keep them shalom ha'yisrael. But according to Abaya, that you need to have yish now, there is no yish on these fruits, because you never know. So what exactly is the case? And that's what Rabbi Yitzchak is struggling with. Summer of Ukva, Barchama, B'machnashta, the Beidari. We're talking about it, you're right. If they're derech nefila, they're yish. If they're not derech nefila, they're not yish. What is the case we're talking about over here? B'machnashta beidori. We're talking about the time of the year where everybody is gathering in all their fruits and making piles of them, and then they load them onto the trucks. And therefore, what? We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara will say, again, in the Maskana, we're going to say that since it's something you check always, we assume you know about it. Okay? But at this point, we didn't know. So, machnashto de beidari, we're talking about where you gather them in. And therefore, what? Kav bar ba'amis de nafesh tuchayu le tar chinshi. The question then is, when you're loading up the truck at the end, when you have everything in, how much are you machmit to go back and get every little tiny box? Right? So, the workers go out and make, 100 little boxes of fruit, and now you go, and they're all piled up next to the truck, and you start loading them onto the truck. And then you see a few other ones that are scattered over there, a few extra boxes. Are you going to go bother to go back and get those boxes, yes or no? So it depends how difficult and how much, it depends how much fruit it is, and it depends how difficult and how much tirch it is to get that one little box. And that's what the question over here is. Kav barbam is the nafish tirchayu. It's not a lot of fruit. And it's a spread out over a relatively large area, then it's too much tirchale tarich inish, vlehadr asi vishaklu. The person's not going to bother going to get it. And if you see it, therefore, afkuri mafkulu, you can assume the owner is mafkuri. So it's not an aveda. We're not even talking about yush anymore in this Gemara. At this stage now, we're talking about, according to the way Rabbi Yitzchak is explaining it, it is not an aveda issue. It's a pakavona. He left it there on purpose, and he was mafkir, and of course you can go take it. It's yours, no problem. Batsumeyachi, if it's less than that, meaning not such much tircha, then tarach v'adur azav v'shakul v'lay mafkir. Then we assume when the owner realizes that it's not there, he's going to come back and get it, because he's going to see it's just a little bit of amount, and therefore that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says, kav ba'ar ba'amas, that's the amount that we assume it's too much. Now, what does that mean, too much? So Bar Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah right away asks, what if it's chetzi kav b'shtei amas ma'u? Right? So if it's chetzi, now Tosfos says, I mean, every kav bar b'amas is chetzi kav b'shtei amas. That's just the way it looks, if they're spread out evenly. So Tosfos says, the question could just be on the amount, or Tosfos says, like I explained, that kav bar b'amas means in 4 amas squared, And this would be talking about in 2 by 4. So maybe it's a little less space. Look in the bottom place, he discusses the geometry of it, if you're interested in the geometry. So, or kav bar b'amas, time amai mishum d'nafesh t'chayu, it's too much tircha to go get it over that much area. Even though it's less fruit, but it's less effort because it's more gathered together. Or is the issue is that it's not enough effort relative to the amount of fruit that you're going to be saving. The chatzikav b'shtemas chivin d'leichas shivi, it's less fruit, it's only chatzikav mafkelu. That's one shayla. Or, what about kavayim b'shmeinamas? What if it's more area, but also more fruit? So that same question. Mo, kavar b'amas time amai b'shem d'nafish t'chai v'kolshken kavayim b'shmeinamas chivin d'nafish t'chai, it's more area spread, it's more effort. Tvei, so mafkelu, so you're going to be mafkelu because it's just too much effort. Or is the issue by a kav because it's just not a lot of fruit, you don't care. The kavayim b'shmeinam is chivin d'chashivi, since it's more fruit, 2 kav instead of 1, lay mafkelu. Or if Yemi asks, and if Yemi is always famous in Shas for asking all these kind of detailed kind of questions. Kav sumsumin ba'arba amas ma'u. So what if you, it's not a kav of apples, right? It's a bunch of nuts or a bunch of seeds or something like that. So now it's real tircha. So kav ba'arba amas tam amas mishum d'lechashivi v'sumsum v'chimin d'chashivi le'mafku. On one hand, they're expensive and they're worth something and you want to use them. So maybe even though it's going to be more tircha, you'll go get them. Or is the focus here, how much tircha it is, v'koskein sumsum v'chimin d'nafish tirchayu k'tvei mafkidu. You're definitely going to be mafkidu them because it's much more difficult to get them. Or kav tmari b'abamas. What about the other way? What about something that's more larger? Or kav rimoni b'abamas, larger fruit. Mao kav b'abamas time b'abamas. Again, with an average fruit, I don't know whatever that would be in those days. Mishum d'lei chashivi. Kav tmari b'abamas, kav rimoni b'abamas, nabi chivin d'lei chashivi mafku. In terms of their expense, or in terms of how chashiv they are, the size makes no difference, and therefore rimoni would be the same. Or yidu mishum d'nafish t'chayu. The reason you don't get that by regular fruits, whatever that would be, that's because it's too much tircha. V'kav t'mari b'abamas, v'kav rimoni b'abamas, chivin d'lei nafish t'chayu. It's not too much tircha, it's only a couple fruits. Lei mafkelu. So in all these cases, my halacha is teku. How do we figure out exactly what this case is? But as we'll see in the Gemara right away, this whole thing is based on the hanacha that you're learning the Mishnah by Peres Mufurazin is talking about where it was not nefili, rather it was talking about when it was put in this sort of configuration, and it's almost not even an Aveda issue, Hashavas Aveda issue at all. We'll see in the Gemara, there might be other ways to learn it when we get there. So this is the Gemara right away. Ikmar, here we go. Yiyush Shaloi Midas. So right now, the person was not Miyayish on the Chayfet, so a person lost something, he didn't Miyayish on it because he doesn't know it's lost yet. Right, so a person, when he finds out this chefetz is lost, doesn't have a simon on it, as we said in all the cases, then I'll be miyayish. But right now, he doesn't know it's lost. If he doesn't know it's lost, he has not done any active yiyush yet. As Rashi says always, yiyush means when you say, v'ilon d'chisorin kis, oy vey, I lost it. And if you lost it, and you know there's no way you're going to get it back, there's no simon on it, it's Rishon, whatever it is, then you're going to be miyayish. But right now, you are not miyayish. And then the person finds it. What would the halacha be in that case? So, Abaye Amar, Loi Have Yish. Abaye says, no yiyush in that case, you are not minau. There's two ways to understand Abaye's point. Abaye's point could be, because lemaisa you are miyayishet. If you are miyayishet, then yiyush to nitta. When you're miyayish, you're miyayish. When you're not, you're not. Or it could be Abaye's point is, who says you're definitely going to be miyayish? Maybe you're not going to be miyayish. Maybe you'll find it. Maybe you'll have a simon on it that you didn't realize was there. So it's not clear if Abaye's point is because you were not miyayish yet, or Abaye's point is that if we know for sure you're miyayish later, that would be okay. Here we're not sure for sure. What's enough community? You'll see in a second. Rav Amar, have a yish. Rav says, no, this is yish because what will happen later we consider as if it already happened now, or Rav holds, the Rachmanim explained, oh, you don't need a yish b'fayel, you need what's called a yish b'koyach. Since there is a yish that's going to go on, the fact that it will go on is good enough. Now, says the Mor, let's just make it very clear what the machlekes here is. B'davar sheyesh by simon kulam le'pligit l'av yish. Something that has a simon, that you know it has a simon, not like the things in our Mishnah, we'll see. Okay, but something which has a simon on it, then there's no yish there. Because the whole machlekes, Abaye v'Rav, is when you will be miyayish later, does that already work now? But davar sheyesh by simon, you're not going to be miyayish later. You know, you has your name in the front cover, hopefully, and therefore you'll be able to find it later on and someone will return it to you. The afa gav, here the Gemara throws in a point. The afa gav, the shemina of the miyayish b'saif, even if the person is miyayish later on. So you find someone's object that has their name in it, and you say, all right, well, I picked it up, I have to return it to them. I don't know who this person is, I'll hold on to it until I find out. Then you start searching around, then you find out the person was actually miyayish. She gave up hope in giving it back. It says, well, it doesn't matter. Lo have a yish. That doesn't count anymore. Doesn't really mean be'isser. Right? We're not talking about a ganav for a gazan over here. That's a borrowed term. But it means when you found it before the person was miyayish, the assumption was he was not going to be miyayish. And therefore, you have a mitzvah of hashef teshiv, you have a mitzvah of giving it back. If you have a mitzvah of giving it back, then either you cannot now use yish to be kind it because you got it be'isser, meaning when you're supposed to return it, or the other Rishonim say it was never out of that person's reshus. When you picked it up, it was his. If you picked it up, it was his, then there's no possibility of you keeping it now. Again, if he wants to give it to you as matana, that's fine. But otherwise, you can't just stop keep it once you heard his miyayish. So in that case, there is no machlekes abaye v'rava whatsoever. If there is no yish later because there's a simon, or assume no yish, nothing to discuss. Says the Mishnah, again, just finishing off that point, when the person finds out that it's lost, he's not going to be Yayish. I'll give the simon and I'll get it back. And therefore, when you picked it up, you have a mitzvah to say the right to give it back. You cannot keep it under any circumstances. No machlek is a bayav rov. Bezuta shayam, if you found this object next to the water of the sea, ubashul yusa shanah, or next to a flooding river, in which case the person's never going to get his object back. Whatever simon on it is, he knows for sure he's miyayish. Afak of this by simon, rachmana shaya, can be on like a man. We'll see from the psukim later. It's based on a drusha from the pasuk that there's automatically you're allowed to keep it over there. It's not clear exactly what this drusha is telling you. Is just drusha is telling you that it's just a gzeres akos if you can keep someone's object when it's lost? Or is this pasuk telling you that in this case we know for sure or the person's miyayish? And if we know for sure the person's miyayish, then everybody agrees, yish lemidas have a yish. That gets back to the two ways I explained Abaye. If Abaye's point is, we don't know for sure you're being miyayish, then over here by the yam, we know for sure. If Abaye's point is, I don't care what you're for sure going to do, if you didn't do it yet, it doesn't count, then you have to say that this halach is a special gzeres hakosev, that when it's totally lost, you're allowed to keep it no matter what, it becomes automatically hefker. We'll see that more when we get to that tomorrow. So where's the machlekes abaye v'rava? Ki pligi b'davar she'ein bo simen, where it doesn't have a simen, and you're not going to be able to claim it. But the person doesn't know what's lost yet. Abaye amar lav yish, d'holo yada d'rafa mine. You don't know it fell from you. If you don't know it fell from you, no yish has happened now. Maybe yish will happen, maybe it won't. Even if it will, it hasn't happened yet. Again, the two ways we explained it. Rav amar have a yish, d'lchi yada d'rafa mine yish. When you find out, that's good enough. You will be miyayish. Meimar amar siman alas legevei. And mehashta. Now the next word is a key word here. Our girsi is mehashta hu de miyayish. That right now you are being miyayish because you know when you find out later on, it turns out you are miyayish to begin with. Look in Rashi, right across. Rashi's girsi is mehashta haveyish. Rashi doesn't say mehashta hu miyayish. Rashi's girsi is a little bit different. Rashi's girsi is mehashta haveyish. The girsa we have is focusing on the person. The girsa Rashi happens to be focusing more on the chefetz. Slightly different girsa. Could have a slightly different lumdus if you think about that. But we have a machlekes abaye v'rava. So Rava says, if you don't know there was yish yet, it doesn't matter. As long as yish will happen later on, it's good enough. Abaye says, no, you need to have yish b'foil. When you know it's miyayish, then yish kicks in. If not, no. So now we have to read our Mishnah. Let's see, how do we read our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said you can keep everything, yes?
Isn't it a problem that when you know that a person is Midayish, then you know whose object it is?
No. That's the whole point. Well, according to Rava, Yesh Lemidas, I don't even have to find out. According to Baye, Yesh Midas means I have to be able to assume. I don't know who the owner's object is. I have no idea. But can I assume that at this stage the owner was Miyayish, yes or no? If he know, and the only question is does he know it's lost? Remember, we're talking about something without a simon. As soon as he knows it's lost, he's Miyayish. Can I assume he knows it was lost? And that's really going to be the whole Gemara. So right away, Tashma, first case, Peres Mefurazim. Says the Gemara, Le'adu D'nafaminei. I don't understand. According to Abaya, that Yish Lamidas Loi have a Yish, so how do you learn the Mishnah? Now, we already know the answer. But this is how Tyson is explaining what the whole Shaka Matai of the Gemara was, which is, according to Rava, he dropped it. Eventually, he'll figure out it's dropped. L'mafreya, it turns out it was Yish, I'm allowed to keep it because there's no simon on it. But according to Abaya, when I pick up a bunch of fruits in the street, how do I know that the owner is Miyayish yet? It's impossible to know. If you don't know, you can't keep it. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah that I have Eli Shaloi? Says the Gemara, Hamar Avok Lebar Chama, Hacha B'machnashta, again, B'divizio, V'edari Askinon, Da'veda Midasi. That's exactly why we explained earlier, that's what Tosafot explained, that was the whole point, that this is not a case of Aveda, and a Chanam. If it's a case of Aveda, then if it's Derech Nefila, you might be able to keep it, according to Rava, according to Abaya, Lav Dafka, you'd be able to keep it Derech Nefila. Because according to Abaya, Lav Dafka, do you know that the person was Miyayish yet? He doesn't know it's missing. Therefore, Derech Nefila would not be. Okay, but over here we're talking about he left it on purpose, then of course it's not going to be an issue. Tashma, let's go through the rest of the cases in the Mishnah. Most Mufuraz Israeli Shalai. Most does not have a simon. But Lamaisa, how do you know the person was Miyayish? You found the money in the street. Who says that he knows it was gone already? Maybe you should have to hang on to it. We had in the Gemara all the way down the Baba Kamba, Yitzhak had a statement. A person is always checking, maybe nowadays with wallets or credit cards, maybe not, right? But when you have coins in your pocket, you know when your coins are missing. And the moment the coin falls out of your pocket, you'll know that it's missing. You're always checking. And therefore, that would be shot in our Mishnah. A person always knows. Yeah, during davening, I hear see the smiles here. And therefore, you always know when the money is missing. And therefore, you can assume when you find the money on the street, the person was already miyayish. The only question is, does he know it's missing? So it's like a person knows immediately that it's missing. And therefore, when you find it, it's yush. Tashma, what about a gulei dveli kikar shal nachta meishaloi? You don't keep cakes in your pocket. So how do you know that the person knows it was lost? No, we're talking about things that are expensive. If they're expensive, a person is aware the moment they get lost, or a few minutes later, and therefore when you find it on the street, you can assume, says Abaya, that the person knows they're lost, and therefore he was already miyayish. Tashma, l'shana shal argaman. We had these pieces of wool that were colored. Over there, it's not a cake, it's not money. Well, how are you going to know? So, Mahasam Nami, they are chashiv, Mushme Mashivru, Ukidav Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak Svar applies by these as well, whatever these fancy purple things are, and therefore you know when they're gone, But Enechanami, in all these cases in the Mishnah, according to Abaya, if you don't know that they're lost yet, if they're not things that you'd be aware of immediately, if the person finds them, he's not allowed to keep them because he found them before Yish. Now, what do you do with such a thing? There's no simon on it. There's no way to return it. You're going to be stuck with this thing forever. Or you have no way to return it. I mean, Sadsheni, you can't just keep it. You're literally stuck with this forever. Yeah, but that's it's a suffix.
2 days later,
correct? Maybe yes, maybe no. That's the point. Is you don't know. If you don't know, you're not allowed to keep it. It's a daraisa. Remember, the halacha of Hashem is a very interesting halacha. It's borderline between Cheshen Mishpat and Yardea. Right, because it's a monetary issue, but we're talking about a lav and an assay. You can't just, it's 50-50, you have to be machmir. The same shah they had before, when the Gemara said teku over here, by all of Yirmiyahu's kashas, the Moshanim debate, the Paiskim debate, so what does that mean now? Does that mean Safek Mamona Lakula? Does that mean Safek Yisrael Chumra? Hametzer Michael Varaya? Like, what Hagdara do we give all these things? That's a very interesting question. But clearly, the Gemara is saying, according to Bayi, we're not be able to keep that. It's not our Eilu Shaloi. Tashma. We have other cases from Bryce's, not in our Mishnah. Hamaitzi Mos Beit Knesset Beis Medrash. Ooh, someone reaches into their pocket and accidentally drops money on the floor of the Beis Medrash. Never happens. With this people running back and forth. Right? Sarei Elu Shaloi. You could keep it. Because the Bailam is miyayish. How does the Bailam know? How do you know that the owner knows it was gone? So that's where Yitzchak said his halacha. That's where he said it. A person always knows when there's money missing from his pocket, and therefore you can assume he found out right away, and he's miyayish immediately. Tashma. Nemesai kol adam return beleket. This is the Gemara we also quoted earlier. We have halacha of leket. So halacha of leket is when you leave stuff in the field, 2-3 amurim, then you leave it there, the aniyim are allowed to take it. If the aniyim are finished, then you're allowed to go take whatever it is. The aniyim say, oh, forget, you know, it's only a couple out there, I'm not going to bother. Then you're allowed to go take the leket and bring it back into your house. Now, when does that happen? When the older people who are walking with a cane, they go through the field, they're the last people, the last aniyim through the field. When they're done, then everybody's fine. It's the older people who walk with a cane. It means that there's a second group, you know, the lazy people, the lazy aniyim, who get there really late. When they're finished, then you're allowed to keep everything in the field. Now, wait a second, says the Gemara. The Gemara is the same. V'amai, nin aniyim ha'cha miyayish, aniyim aduch ta'achrin adolei miyayish, aniyim and the local aniyim were miyayish. They all went through the field already. But there might be an aniyim in another city who's on the way. Now, what are you going to say? Well, by the time he gets here, it's too late, he's miyayish. Okay, but according to Abaya, yish lemidas, lo yhav yish. Now, it's not 100% clear if this is a real yish question or not, because it's not 100% clear if leket is considered mamon aniyim. If leket is considered mamon aniyim, then this is a real yish question. If leket is not mamon aniyim, and it's just a question of when does the halacha of leket go off, it's an isra the halacha, then we're just borrowing the concept. As we'll see tomorrow, this machlek is a bayi v'rava, yish amidas, have a yish or not, is lav dafka a question in yish. It's a question in all many different types of halachas that the thing hasn't happened yet, but it will happen. Do we consider it as if it happened now already, in terms of your das? So however you want to be magdir what this leket question is, but l'chayra, according to Abaya, the aniyim from the other cities haven't shown up yet. If they haven't shown up yet, then who says they're not miyayish? If they're not miyayish yet, then you shouldn't be able to keep it. So I'm on the same point. Since there are local aniyim, aniyim from other cities don't expect ever to come to a different city and collect leket, because they know each city has their own local aniyim who come and collect. And therefore, everybody else from other cities is automatically miyayish beforehand. So it's not a question of yish lemidas, that's yish midas. Every ani knows I'm only getting the leket from my local city. Tashma. Ketziyos or ketzitzos baderech. So what if you've walked in the street and they used to take these fruits and dry them out? Okay, so you want to make like dried grapes into raisins or dried figs, etc. So you dry them out, and there's a whole mishtach there in someone's field of dried things, and you find some in the Rishus Rabbim out in the open. So baderech. V'afilu b'tzad tzad ketzios. Now the odds are if you find them in the Rishus Rabbim right next to a field where they're drying out grapes or drying out figs, the stump, they came from there. But there's no simen lecher on it. V'chein te'ena noitel aderech, if you have a tree leaning over, v'matzah te'enim tachtea, mutars b'shem gazel, you're allowed to keep those te'enim, u'paturas ben ha'meiser, and they're hefker, and if they're hefker, when you find them, you don't even have to take trumas and meisers off of them, because trumas and meisers are potter, you're potter, trumas and meisers by dvarm hefker. That's the ratio. Sefer says, b'zeisum v'b'charuvim, if it's zeisum or charuv fruits, then it's also, you're not allowed to take them, and if you take them, they're chayv trumas and meisers, etc. So how do you read this b'raisa? So Bishma Resha, so Abaya said Yish Lamidas, lo avi Yish. So Bishma Resha, Abaya loy Kasha. So even though in the Resha we said it's Yish, Agav de Chashivi Mashmishpru, we assume that these things are things you're counting. You know exactly how much you have drying in your field, and therefore you're going to be counting them. And therefore, if one of them gets blown out of your field, you'll know right away. If you know right away, you're Miyayish, no problem. Te'enanami, me had the other denasi. Also by Te'enim, you're watching it, you're careful, you have, you know, video, closed circuit cameras, whatever it is, so you know that they fell, and therefore you know right away, and you're miyash. No problem. So Abaya can make sense out of the Braisa, that when you know, it's if you taka know it's yush, by the Zaysim, we'll see what the issue is, by Zaysim might be better. Ela Seifa, Le Rava, Kasha, Rava says, Yish, Abidas, Havi, Yush. So I understand the Reisha, no problem. The Te'enim, even though you don't know yet, and even though you don't know that they fell off the tree, you're going to be miyash anyways when they do fall off. But by Zaysim and Charuvim, Luchai by Zaysim and Charuvim, since eventually you're going to be Miyayish, now according to Abaya, we were assuming by Zaysim and Charuvim, you didn't know yet. If you didn't know yet, so therefore it's not Yish. But according to Rava, that I don't need to know. So if I don't need to know, then what's the difference? Even by the Zaysim and Charuvim, since I will be Miyayish later on, I should be Miyayish right now, and the person should be able to keep it. The Ketani by Zaysim and Charuvim Asr. So Amarvo, no. Shani Zaysim, Hoyo v'Chazusim, Mechiyach Halov. By Zaysim, it's different. By Zaysim, it's more like a simon. you somehow can tell each species of Zayas where it came from. And if you see Zaysim on the street, you know they came from this person's field. And if you know they came from this person's field, then the person assumes that he'll be able to collect them from you. So he's never going to be Miyayish. So it's not a question of Yish Lamidas. There's no Yish whatsoever. You know exactly whose they are, and if you know exactly whose they are, then it's not going to be a problem at all. Rashi says, the owner is never going to be Yayish. This is like a simon. So why is that any different by the Reisha, by the Katsiyas or the Tainim? If you see them from my field and you can identify that they came from these particular trees, so it should be the same thing. No. There's a different issue. Maybe you know that these Tainim belong to my field, but Lamaisa, once they're in Rosh Hashanah, they get squished. If they get squished and dirty, then I'm a Yayish on it, not because it's lost. I'm a Yayish on it because it's not worth anything anymore. And therefore, it could be this whole price is not really an Aveda question. It's really on my Mafkamidas question. By Zaysim, I'm not Mafkamidas. I know I can get them back. Everyone knows they're mine. And by Tainim, they get squished. If they get squished, or Katsitsais, they get squished, no one's going to bother with it. So we have no Raya for this price, neither like Rava or like Abaya. We'll stop.